I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Boeing estimated this morning the grounding of its 737 MAX jets could cost it $1 billion. That does not include payouts to passengers killed in two crashes in 5 months. The company also withdrew its previous guidance for profits this year. A key piece of information yet to be determined is when these planes will be fixed and allowed to fly again. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Boeing's building 42 737 MAX planes a month, but nobody's taking delivery. Madhu Unnikrishnan is from Skift Airline Weekly.
Each of those aircraft that's sitting on a tarmac is not sold and is not cash coming into the company.
Boeing's fix to the plane's MCAS flight control software still needs certification by global regulators. But airlines may not immediately accept it, says Kevin Michaels of Aerodynamic Advisory.
Airlines today are under significant pressure from the traveling public to get this right.
Boeing's also under pressure over the 787 production line in South Carolina. The company says a recent New York Times report on shoddy manufacturing practices there paints a skewed and inaccurate picture.
I don't think that this quality issue is related to the MCAS issue and that everything is falling apart at Boeing.
Kevin Michaels says he's watching other expenses of the 737 MAX crashes, reduced bargaining power with airlines, and the costs of compensation. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.